Today we celebrate a vote of Mass in honor of the mystery of the Holy Cross. After the meeting, it reminds us of the two trees in the Garden of Eden. One was the tree of life. The other was, in fact, although it appeared to be something different, the tree of damnation, fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is, I am the one who sets the difference between good and evil. And what I say is good, good, even if it is wicked, it's good. And anything else, whatever be its goodness, is evil. Then there is the tree of life, which so long as Adam and Eve were nourished by the tree of life, were given the gift of immortality. The tree of life reappears again in our history in the Garden of on the hill of Calvary, the cross on which our Lord was crucified, the cross in which he was lifted up to draw all things to himself, the cross from which the fruit is the nourishment that gives life everlasting, the body and his blood. Let us remember all of these things, and especially that we might, as it were, follow our Lord, or to be a part of that mystery of the cross, to leave all things, to give up our wealth, our riches, whatever else we esteem in this world, in order that we might be one with Christ and walk in his footsteps, that we might come to recognize otherwise that is the paradox, that is not in doing my own thing that I know true love, but it is in being one with our Lord, crucified Savior, as we're one with him in one way or another, and being nailed to the cross. And with that we will understand the absorbiate that was so popular, popularized, we might say, by Saint Francis, that we might always desire to die for love of his love, who deigned to die for love of our love. We had one other consideration to reflect upon, that just as Our Lady stood by the cross of Calvary, she will stand by us and help us to be one with Jesus in sharing his sacrifice, and have as our reward a share in that life that never ends, a foretaste of which we have each time we receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion. Praise be Jesus and be to you.